Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you tuning in. With you till 6 o'clock tonight here on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. My name is Sean Pendergast, alongside former Pro Bowl offensive lineman for your Houston Texans, Wade Smith. Wade, how we doing?
I'm doing awesome this afternoon. How you doing,
man? I'm doing good, man. It's nice to have you in here. Looking forward to doing the show. John McClain's going to be by at 4:20 today. Wade and I are going to jump into the news of the day here in just a second. But if you've been on social media, if you've been on our website, then you've seen this bit of news already. And I feel like I need to address this off of the top, that Rich Lord, as some of you may have seen, is no longer with Sports Radio 610. As of today, and there's a press release on our website that has some comments from Sarah Frazier, the senior VP market manager, our boss here at Entercom Houston, and some comments from Rich. I want to read Rich's comments on here just because this will be Rich's voice on the show today. Rich said, "My time at Sports Radio 610 has been the most rewarding, fulfilling, and satisfying experience of my professional life. I'll forever be grateful to Dickie Rosenfeld for bringing me aboard in 1995. My time here has meant so much to me and my family that the biggest emotion that I feel right now is gratitude. I came here in my 30s. I'm leaving in my 60s. It doesn't get much better than that." So Rich no longer with us, and I guess as his co-host for the last 5.5 years, certainly I wish Rich nothing but the best. I talked to Rich this morning for a while, and I'm not going to share on the air the contents of our conversation, but we had a great talk. We had a great 5.5 years. The part that I will share is that part of it, that I think one of the things that I'm most proud of in my career in radio, and certainly here at 610, is the 5.5 years that I did with Rich, and that the 5.5 years that we did here at Sports Radio 610 was the longest run for any afternoon show here on the station. So we wish Rich nothing but the best, nothing but the best success going forward. But Rich Lord, no longer here at Sports Radio 610. There will be some lineup changes. There will be some lineup announcements. We'll get to those at the bottom of the hour, at the 2:35 segment there. But wanted to, this will be the first of a few times that we wish Rich nothing but the best here on the show today. So with that, I bring in former offensive lineman Wade Smith. Wade, it's great to have you in here today.
Of course. Glad to be here.
There's plenty of football we'll get to because we got John McClain coming up a little bit later in the show. But I think probably the thing most sports fans are talking about in town today was the revenge of Jake Mariznick last night on the Los Angeles Angels, both at the plate and in the field. I guess this is the first time I think you've been on the air to talk about just this whole thing. And I guess just the last couple of days, what were your feelings on how the Angels handled it a couple of nights ago, how MLB handled the whole thing, and your feelings on how Jake handled the Angels last night?
Well, first of all, with the Angels, I assumed that they would do some type of retaliatory action. That's just the baseball way of doing things. I thought it was kind of, I don't know if the word, I want to say Bush League, or it was kind of weak the way they handled it as far as in the media, the way they portrayed the situation. It made it seem like, the pitcher is kind of like, yeah, I don't know what everyone was yelling about, and I don't know what they were saying, and, a pitch just got away from me, and Brad Ausmus comes out, and he's, it was a 1-1 count, and so, we wouldn't hit somebody at that point or alluding to the fact. And, everybody knows that it was something that was going to happen. I think I would have had a lot more respect for them and for the situation if they would just came out and said, we owed them one, we gave them one, and now we're moving on, and that's the end of the discussion. But they decided not to do it that way. Of course, the news that came out today, or I guess it was yesterday, that Ausmus gets suspended and the pitcher's suspended for three games. But I love the way that Jake Mariznick handled the situation. And he's just a class guy. I thought he handled it well. Actually, during the running into Luke Roy, when as soon as it happened, he reached down for him and he was trying to check on him, make sure he was all right. Could tell it was nothing malicious there. Joe Torre came out and said that he didn't think it was anything intentional. It's just something that happened, a bang-bang type situation. And so I thought when he got Bean with the ball and, you know, the tension started to flare up and Albert Pujols decided he was going to take on the whole dugout, I guess he tried to make it seem like he was going to do that, but he didn't want all that smoke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I would have been more scared of Pujols back in like 2011.
Right.
Now I feel like he could just run away from him.
Now, listen, a Pujols, you know, one-on-one, you know, there's not many guys on the Astros that I'm taking in that, but he's trying to walk up against the whole dugout. He's going to lose that battle 10
yes,
times out of 10.
Yes.
So, but I thought that Mrazek did a good job of just calming the tensions down that night. And then the back door with the performance that he had, you know, yesterday, I think it was awesome. And it was, you know, it was poetic justice. It was a beautiful day for the Astros, and the Astros got back in the win column.
That was the biggest thing, right? These guys need to start winning baseball games. I mean, the lead was down to 4.5 going into last night's game. And who knows, maybe this whole 48-hour period is something that kind of jolts them. I would feel better about them getting that win last night if it were somebody other than Justin Verlander or Gerrit Cole that went out there and got the win, because those are just absolute must-haves. It's hard to say, like, well, this is something that really spurred them on last night, because Gerrit Cole has been great for the last month and a half of the season. It was good to see him be great again last night. But, yeah, you're right. Like, the bottom line, they need to start winning baseball games. That's the big thing.
Yeah, the A's are coming. You know what I mean? They split with the Rangers. They started that series off slow, losing those first two ball games. I thought it was really good that Gerrit Cole did get back on a winning note and pitched very well last night, because, you know, what he did, the performance against the Rangers, is giving up home runs left and right.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to see. And even though I wouldn't say it was his fault that he lost that ball game. I think that, you know, you give up 8 runs, you're going to lose ball games if
yeah.
you do that, 8-9 runs. And so I think that it wasn't his fault necessarily. He pitched better than the actual runs that he gave up, I think.
In the previous series.
The previous series. So I think it was good that he got back on a good note against the Angels.
Alex Del Barrio, our old friend, was actually in the clubhouse last night in Anaheim for that game. And he doing some reporting for us. And he actually caught up and got a brief one-on-one with Gerrit Cole, talking about the emotions of the previous night. Because Cole was one of the guys you're talking about, Wade, that was up on that top step with Pujols coming over, you know, ready to, I guess, do whatever baseball players do, probably wind up just tugging each other's jerseys and saying, hey, let's make this look good. But whatever it is they were going to do, Gerrit Cole was ready to be in the middle of it. Here's Cole on the emotion from Tuesday night carrying over into Wednesday night.
Gerrit, was there any carryover at all emotionally from last night?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I thought we played with edge today. I thought we had fun, but I thought we played with edge. I think we're now in the second half. I think teams in our division are trying to hunt us. The other division leaders are doing the same thing. So it's important that we continue to work on, you know, the balance that we have between having fun and playing with edge. And I thought it was a perfect example tonight of that sweet spot. So we're going to continue to use these games to try to get better at that, get more consistent, because this is ultimately how we want to play in the postseason.
Did you feel it mute a bit after you guys got off to such a big lead?
No, I don't expect it to mute the rest of the year.
All right, so that's Gerrit Cole with our friend Alex Del Barrio. What's your DEFCON level right now in the Astros needing a starting pitcher?
I mean, as high as it can get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I always forget, is it 5 or 1 is the worst?
1 is the worst. Is ironically, the worst. People say DEFCON 5, but it's really 1 is the worst.
Yeah,
one.
I always get that confused.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say if 1 is the worst, then it's definitely at least a 2.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're at that point now where, you know, the Astros are an organization, they're a team that they're not playing to get into the playoffs. They're not playing to get to the World Series. They're playing to win World Series. And right now, the starting roster, their starting rotation is not good enough to win a World Series, I don't think. So they have to make a move in order to put themselves in a position to compete with the Los Angeles Dodgers of the world.
Wade Miley starts tonight for the Astros. And in some ways, Wade, the Miley starts have become the most intriguing starts for this team in the big picture, because Verlander and Cole are great.
Right.
They're great. They're all-stars. You're counting on them in October. If one of those guys isn't right in October, it doesn't matter who you trade for at the trade deadline. The other two spots in the rotation are a disaster right now. You're using openers. You got guys you're bringing up from Round Rock. It's just an absolute mess. right now, with no trade being made, Wade Miley's kind of like the swing vote right now if the postseason were to start. Let's pretend for a second Jeff Luhnow doesn't find a deal to his liking, that the price of poker just gets too high to trade for a Madison Bumgarner or a Stroman or any of these other pitchers out there that are going to be in the mix.
Right.
Miley is the guy. Miley's like the swing vote in this thing, because I do feel like if Miley's pitching well enough, like Miley's pitching about what Keuchel was doing for you last year.
Yeah.
If you go into the postseason with Verlander and Cole being Verlander and Cole and Miley as your third, I mean, you got nothing after that. Like, if anything happens to any of those three guys or any of those three guys run into some trouble, I mean, those guys are going to need to be, they're going to need to be on point every time they go out there. But you've still got weapons. You know what I mean? But if right now, if all you're trotting out there is Verlander and Cole, it's probably enough to squeak over the line and win the AL West. But I get the feeling you're going to be leaking oil over the finish line.
Yeah, you don't want to go into the postseason with Wade Miley as your third best pitcher. I just think that he's a damn good four. If he's your fourth guy in a rotation,
yep,
you feel really confident in what you're going to do in the postseason as far as winning a championship. But I just think that if you're going with him at three, you don't have the confidence that you would want to have as a fan base that, you know, we're going to be able to go out there and compete with whoever they put out in front of us, whether it's the Twins or the Yankees or whoever it may be, because now you're totally dependent on your aces playing very, very well, and then you're going to have to double up on them. You know, they're going to have to pitch on short days rest in order for you to come out and win series. And
right.
So you don't want to be put in that position.
Against good teams, you're almost forfeiting the 4 and 5 spots in your rotation right now. Now, obviously, the hope is that Peacock gets healthy, he gets back, maybe he's your 4th starter. Well, I mean, the big hope is that they make a trade.
Right.
And you're not having to worry about Brad Peacock in any of this.
I don't see how there's any way that Luhnow doesn't make a deal.
I would agree with you.
I mean, just based off of his track history, he's going to figure out a way to get one done. It's the same thing we were saying about Daryl Morey with the Rockets. Like, he's going to figure out some type of way to make a move to make the team better going into the playoffs. And I totally expect that that's what's going
to
happen.
I think Luhnow needs to be looking at it. I agree with you. I think he needs to make a trade for a couple of reasons. Like, 80% of the reason is so that they can win a World Series in 2019. But the other 20% needs to be cognizant that Gerrit Cole's a free agent this year.
He gone.
And he's either gone or he's going to be really, really expensive. You say he gone.
I say he gone. He gone.
I think he is,
he's
too.
He's going to be a free agent and be able to hit people over the head. And I don't think the Astros are going to have the willingness to pay that much money for what he can get out there on open market.
And it ain't going to be a Keuchel situation with him. Because Cole fits the profile of pitchers that get 6 years, $180 million.
Yep, he's got the right age. He's throwing 100 miles an hour fastballs. You know, Keuchel is a guy that, you know, depends on location and you know, making quality pitches and the right timing of when he's throwing the pitches. And Cole has that ability, but he overpowers people. And so he's going to get paid for sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.